Psychology does not even recognize the intuition, except as a curiosity. Therefore, it does not recognize the knowledge that is obtained through the intuition, and, therefore, this knowledge is not processed by the intellect. The five-sensory personality processes only the knowledge that it gathers and substantiates through its five senses. The multisensory personality acquires knowledge through its intuition, and, in processing that knowledge, aligns itself, step by step, with its soul. The conscious path to authentic power requires recognition of the non-physical dimensions of the human being, of the soul, and a growing knowledge of what the soul is and what it wants. Spirituality will be at the core of spiritual psychology. Spiritual psychology will be oriented toward spirituality, and spiritual crises will be considered legitimate sufferings. Spiritual psychology will trace and understand the functional relationships between karma, reincarnation, intuition, and spirituality. Spirituality has to do with the immortal process itself. You have your intuition, for example, but your spirituality is not limited to your personality and its intuitional system. Your spirituality encompasses your whole soul's journey, whereas your intuition is the way that your soul can contact your beingness to help it in survival situations, or in creative situations, or in inspirational situations. It is the way that, through your higher self, you can ask and receive assistance from other souls and from your teachers and guides. Your spirituality pertains to that which is immortal within you. Whereas, when you leave your body, your intuitional system that was developed for that body will be left behind because it will no longer be necessary. Spiritual psychology is a disciplined and systematic study of what is necessary to the health of the soul. It will identify behaviors that operate in opposition to harmony and wholeness, in opposition to the energy of the soul. It will consider the broad-reaching elements of negativity and how many forms of negativity there are, and the effects of these upon the soul. Anything that increases separation within a person shatters the soul or in some form diminishes its strength, not to be confused with its immortality. The soul, as it reduces itself to fit into a physical incarnation, has the blueprint of holism in it. A genetic spiritual pattern, so to speak, of holism is there and present, and when the personality operates outside of the genetic pattern of holism, dysfunction results. Spiritual psychology will bring to light those situations that would shatter the spirit if seen clearly. Brutality, for example, shatters the human spirit. The soul cannot tolerate brutality. It cannot tolerate abundances of pain and irrationality. It cannot tolerate being lied to. Consider that on our planet. It cannot tolerate non-forgiveness. It cannot tolerate jealousies and hatreds. These are contaminants, poisons for it.